Good morning. Organizers of the Leadman Triathlon say they need to know soon if local governments will stand behind a commitment to host their event for the next 3 years. The Leadman officials were in Bend to sign contracts for hotel rooms and other services, but have put their plans on hold. They say they're dismayed that some officials appear ready to throw their support to an Ironman triathlon, possibly on the same weekend. According to an article in the Bulletin, some Deschutes County officials say they don't have a completed application from the Leadman triathlon and therefore don't have all the necessary information to make the requested commitment. The head of the Central Oregon Visitors Association says Allegiant Air's decision to add flights from Redmond to the Bay Area is a good economic sign. COVID director Alana Hewson says the Bay Area is COVID's number one target market, so the new flights that start in April come at a perfect time.
We see this as a very good sign. No question, there's tremendous volatility in the airlines. And to have an airline investing in a new route and also bringing back the service on Allegiant to Phoenix Mesa, that's a very good sign for our region that, yes, things are picking up here and airlines are willing to invest in Central Oregon.
Bend financial advisor Troy Reinhart says the new flights could also enhance economic development efforts in our region. The Redmond City Council gives the thumbs up to horses in the city's Dry Canyon. The Redmond's Parks Commission has discussed the possibility for months, and the council last night voted 6-1 to allow horseback riding in the city's largest park. An article in the Bulletin says horses will be allowed along soft trails between Black Butte Boulevard and the canyon's northern parking lot. The council stripped a recommendation of the Parks Commission that would have required equestrian paths to be specifically identified. A Bend financial advisor calls Mitt Romney's tax returns pretty plain Jane, especially for someone who made $22 million in 1 year. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says many people with retirement accounts have foreign investments.
There's nothing really super esoteric about them. He does have some investments in the Grand Cayman Islands, which is, it sounds sexy in the media that, you know, he had foreign accounts. But as long as he's paying taxes on it, lots and lots of people have foreign investments. Actually, if you buy Nestle chocolate stock, you own a foreign company. And as long as you're paying taxes on it, it's no big deal. It's part of the diversification of your wealth. And it's just something that Mitt Romney did. And it's obvious from his taxes, from what I've seen, he hasn't been a tax dodger.
Reinhart also points out that Romney was already taxed at least once on this money through income and corporate taxes. He says comparisons between Romney's capital gains tax rates and income taxes of middle-class America do not create an accurate picture of the tax situation. Roger DeHoag will take over next month as a Deschutes County Circuit Court judge. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with him about his new job.
Roger DeHoag is a Bend attorney who has also worked at the Department of Justice in Portland for the last 4 years. He will be taking over for retiring Judge Stephen Tickton. Governor Kitzhaber selected him out of a field of 8 local candidates. DeHoag says he's looking forward to the new challenge.
Didn't actually get the judicial bug until about 7 years ago, I think it was, when I tried to become get more involved in the community by starting with a juvenile referee position. Didn't really have a sense of what it might be like to be a judge, but that gave me the first sense of it and very much enjoyed it.
Kitzhaber says he chose DeHoag because of his experience in civil, criminal, domestic, and juvenile law. He will be sworn in on February 13th. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
And search crews suspend their efforts to find 6-year-old Vanessa Snager of Portland, who fell into the Clackamas River Sunday near Austin Hot Springs, some 60 miles southeast of Portland. Authorities say searchers found some of the clothing the child was wearing. Her fleece jacket was found at the bottom of the river 3 miles downstream, and her outer jacket was found on the bank of the river 8 miles from where she fell in. The search was suspended yesterday evening because of dangerous conditions. Clackamas County Sheriff's Office spokesman Sergeant James Rhodes says the odds are very slim that the girl is still alive. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.